I see a mother raising her kids in a diet of Italian chips, a father whose religion indoctrinates his grip. The perfect family, the suburb is empty of trills, teenagers whose idea of rebellion is popping pills. While writing the revolution, probing for meaning, finding the t-shirt that defines who they are and what they're feeling. While the magazine they're reading perpetuates the cessation, social animals are just cannabis for blank conversation. The insipid drone of a society of shoppers being bagged, where the bargain hunters is a success story gone mad. The price of petrol is more important than fuel for the soul, and the nicest thing you can say about someone is what an arsehole. The medium is tedium, it's a diet of pure trash, as we gobble up the sentiment, the fat and calf laughed. Way more concerned about earning that extra buck than living a life that's even half worth a fuck. We hear times are hard, but to tighten our best for the recession, the trousers won't fit, I shouldn't try to eat my way out of this depression. Consumer confidence is a strange little phrase to use. If consumers are confident, they would blow so much money on new shoes. Then the credit cards wouldn't be maxed out or the mortgage in arrears, and most of us wouldn't be up to our necks in this hard shit of fear. Where have all the great success stories gone now? Stand up, you fucking legend, the striker won't take a bow. Sometimes when I sing this tune, I think I'm a time that I might go boom. It's economics of a wasted buck. It's economics of a wasted buck. Sometimes when I read the news, I get a rage to ignite the fuse. It's economics of a wasted buck. It's economics of a wasted buck. So I say, let the chips fall, let the kids play, let the gurus of economics burn at the altar of which they pray. While the prophets of doom and gloom, when they're lonely as a crowd, when I sit back and have a quiet drink and laugh out loud. Anyway, it's time to get back to the dirt and the grime, where the dust and the smoke fills the city's design. It's like a pantomime, it's got a twist in the rhyme. The reality is a manufactured consent of a mastermind. It's mass produced, mass marketed to mass consume. Mass confuses what follows the decline of a massive boom. Confined by Irish laws, restrained by Irish ways, designed to garner applause for the sake of Irish praise. Actually, we're a great people with a great tradition. We take it on the chin, but some call that submission. The affliction of self-persecution is so pronounced to be sure, so self-sacrifice is called for by the great entrepreneurs. The new dictators come disguised as benevolent brides, replacing their military fatigues with their new suits and ties. The hirers as labour replace shelter with wage, for freedom to choose for which master we slave. And when all said and done, who's the ones that will pay to bail out the scum who squandered it all away? Yeah, yeah, you know what the answer to that question is, but there ain't no prizes and this ain't no quiz. Sometimes when I sing this tune, I think I pretend that I might go boom. It's economics of a wasted buck.